It's our pleasure today. We're going to welcome a guest who's about to join us. We'll have him open up with a song first, and then we'll talk a little bit. Here is Manalo Music.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me. It's raining on the inside. Never know what we're about to find. A little birdie fell out of the sky. We're always laughing to keep from crying. Working on living life. Wishing we could fly so high. But we're working them 9 to 5s. And it's alright. Oh, it's alright. Because it's a Sunday. Talking about Monday. We can never wait for the week to end. I said, baby, you'll be my lady, you'll be my darling, I'll be your man. You got me like, oh my, my, where could we run? I don't want to wait, cause I know you're the one. Don't worry, baby, we'll be alright. Oh, it's alright, yeah. Rain is still falling down, and these walls will crumble into the ground. My love for you will always be safe and sound. You keep my smile from turning into a frown. Working on living a life, pitted in a race against time. We put the little birdie back in the sky, and it's alright. Oh, it's alright, because it's a Sunday. Talking about Monday, we can never wait for the week to end. I said, baby, you'll be my lady, you'll be my darling, I'll be your man. You got me like, oh my, my, where could we run? I don't wanna wait, cause I know you're the one. Don't worry, baby, we'll be alright. Oh, it's alright, yeah. Because it's a Sunday, talking about Monday. We can never wait for the week to end. I said, baby, you'll be my lady, you'll be my darling, I'll be your man. You got me like, oh my, my, where could we run? I don't want to wait, cause I know you're the one. Don't worry, baby, we'll be alright. Oh, it's alright, yeah.
Manalo Music, I just put a link up on our Facebook page. There's one at slbradio.org to James Drakes is the man behind this group. And you're writing some great songs. And
thank you.
Tell me a little bit about the one you just played.
Sure. So that's a song that I don't know if you remember Jonathan, who came in with me last year and the year before when I'd come on Saturday Light Brigade. He texted me this morning, and we got a notification on Facebook that that song turned 4 years old today. So that song's called Sundays, and it's a song I wrote kind of lighthearted with a bit of a serious undertone to it. But the main catalyst for it was my wife and I had bought this house in Pittsburgh, and a bird got in through the chimney that was uncapped.
Oh, gosh.
And so
I can admit that I was not able to get the bird out of the house, but I made my wife do it, and she did a great job. And I kind of wrote that song as kind of a joke about that, but then just as a general kind of cheer up kind of song, because we were both in jobs we didn't particularly care for, and it was all about getting through the week to the time together at the end of it. So
That situation with a bird caught in the chimney like that is horrifying too. You just really want to help it, and you would think the bird would be eager to get back outside, but they get a little scared. And
right, and that's exactly what happened. It was wasn't fully cooperating with us, and we were just trying to help get it outside. So we ended up getting it out safe and sound. It flew away. So it was a happy ending.
Well, tell me about this new project here with Manalo. What should we know about it?
Sure. So it's really kind of an evolution of James Drake's and the Chris Taylor Trio, which is the name I think we've come in under the past 2 years as.
Yes. But yeah.
Now about a year, we've kind of shifted to Manalo. So in that time, I've moved to Virginia. So I'm actually located in Northern Virginia now. And so with that, we were playing in different configurations all the time as a full band, six pieces, or Jonathan and I were playing as a duo a lot, and we had a very talented violin player who was playing with us as a trio, and we had another person playing on the keys who's very talented as well. So we had all these different kind of lineups while we were playing shows, and the name James Drake's and the Chris Taylor Trio is very confusing for that, because it implied that there were four of us. And one of them had to be Chris at all times, but that wasn't necessarily the case. So I wanted just kind of a one name, one word thing that kind of could encompass all that. And so this year it's been a little bit more of a focus on solo stuff, solo writings and all that. But the ability to have everybody under that name is really convenient for me, because we were not retaining people's attention. And they'd be like, trio, like, there's only two of you. Or trio, there's six of you. So it was a little confusing. So I picked I made up a word. And that was kind of our moniker from here on out. So it's just kind of an all-encompassing word for the songs that I write.
So Manalo ends up, it made me think of solo, duo, trio, like, depending on the configuration. I don't know if that's what you were going for or not. I can't tell you. If you Google Manalo, just about every hit you get is the band. So that's
that. Right. That's definitely the perk of making up a word that wasn't in existence before. And that was my goal, to kind of portray. It could be anybody, depending on the show. It could be any configuration of a band. So it really kind of opened up my options, and if I play by myself, I can still call it Manalo. If I play with a full band, it's still Manalo, and it's just easier for people to remember as well, and to find us online. Like you said, if you Google it, we should be dominating the headlines there. So,
by the way, the spelling is Manalo, just like it sounds, Manalo. Oh, there's also Monongahela, Allegheny.
There you go.
In Ohio. That may have had something to do with it.
So that's the little homage to Pittsburgh that I threw in there. So no matter where I live, these songs were born in Pittsburgh. So it's kind of my way of showing that.
Shame on me for not picking up on that right away. I was seeing the Mon from Mono.
Well, that's good, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, James Drake's is here. We'll talk a little bit about how you can get a hold of his music, but what do we get next from the Manalo catalog here? What would you like to do?
Sure. So the last song, Sundays, it's been around for a while, and this next one I'll play is a newer one. It'll be on an upcoming album that's coming out this summer that we can talk about in a little bit. But this one's called Love. I'm a lyrical materialist, and would you take a hit of this? My word is my drug. I'm gonna get you hooked on my tone.
away from your phone, you'll see. In a world filled with hate, are the good guys too late? We're surrounded by violence, but we'll be still in the silence as we listen to the sound of the reason breezing through the trees. Oh, sometimes I feel like giving up. Oh, but you remind me that we got love. It's you, it's me, it's all little things. It's what the world can't get enough of. Sometimes we'll fight, but we'll be alright. We got the one thing to rise above. I'm talking about love, love, love. Talking about love, love, love. Well, time never fades, so why should we wait? It's time to set aside our pride and try and save all of our lives like the brothers and sisters that we are all supposed to be. In a world filled with lies, shouldn't have to choose sides. Who decides that a dollar sign is worth more than our lives? Gotta come together and show them we got love. Oh, sometimes I feel like giving up. Oh, but you remind me that we got love. It's you, it's me, it's all little things. It's what the world can't get enough of. Sometimes we'll fight, but we'll be alright. We got the one thing to rise above. I'm talking about love, love, love. I'm talking about love, love, love. Oh, sometimes I feel like giving up. Oh, but you remind me that we got love. It's you, it's me, it's all the little things. It's what the world can't get enough of. Sometimes we'll fight, but we'll be alright. We got the one thing to rise above. Talking about love, love, love. I'm talking about love, love, love. I'm talking about love, love, love. I'm talking about love, love, love.
Manalo at the Saturday Light Brigade. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on community radio and internet radio. slbradio.org/radio is where you'll find all of our affiliates. Beautiful song. When I did search on Mon Al O, I found lots of stuff on Spotify and Amazon and all of the other places one looks for music. And I didn't get a chance to look to see our there are full albums available now, or mostly songs?
There is one. I just put it out a couple weeks ago, and it's called The Hallway Sessions.
I did see that.
Kind of a redo of the Follow These Rivers album that I did with James Drakes and the Chris Taylor Trio, just to kind of get a new sound or a good catalog out for Manalo. So that that came out recently, kind of in preparation and anticipation of new music that I'm finally going to be releasing this summer.
Well, and those are all you, right?
On that session,
Follow These Rivers, Hallway Sessions. It's a mic, a MacBook, an acoustic guitar, and you and your voice just
exactly.
coming together. And in fact, if you go to Manalo's Facebook page, you can see James in the hallway set up rather nicely for reverb.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
It's amazing how and you sound great, by the way, here.
We've
had several compliments. I mean, musically, you sound great, but fidelity-wise, having you in Virginia and us here with the technology between us, you sound just great. Will you be out performing back in the Pittsburgh area much once things open up more?
Hopefully. As everybody knows, it's definitely been a strange year, and we've had a lot of cancellations so far. But if everything stays on track, I'm due to release the new album in August, and I'll be going on like a 10 to 14 day tour in August, and I'm hoping to make a stop in Pittsburgh then. But everything's a little up in the air now. And if we can't make it happen in August, definitely by the end of the year, I'll be back in Pittsburgh at least once, hopefully.
Yeah, it's such an unpredictable thing. And I guess it depends. Do you find yourself feeding? Do you have a need to perform your songs to connect with an audience? I don't mean that you have this worship desire, but more to just get feedback and to share your art so that it's actually, you know, consumed by somebody you can see and who can respond to it. It might be kind of weird to not have that, I would think.
I definitely think so. I think any musician has some sort of need for that, but times like these, I think it's great to see people using their music for good, trying to help out all the causes that they can and support people during coronavirus and then now during the current situation. I think it's great to see musicians and artists kind of banding together, even though all the in-person shows have been canceled and all this other stuff has been keeping us from playing our music in front of live audiences, that people are still finding ways to get their music out and help out anybody in need. So I think with that, I definitely miss playing in front of people, but I understand that the situation is a little bit bigger than just myself. But I do find myself enjoying the online stream shows. So I try to limit those to not oversaturate my voice on the internet, but I do definitely enjoy those and kind of enjoy interacting with people in those online forums. I think that's been a great way to kind of stay in touch and get some instant feedback, even though we can't see each other in person.
Yeah, I've mentioned before, you know, I don't want things to go back exactly to the way they were in many ways. But I think some of the online, the use of online technologies that have emerged as a result of the pandemic are actually pretty cool. You know, some of the collaborations I see musicians doing.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I think it's something I'm definitely going to keep in my pocket going forward, no matter what. I'd like to keep doing online shows occasionally because it's a great way to connect with a broader audience without having to travel. So
yeah.
I've been doing a lot of road travel the past couple of years, so it's been nice to kind of get everybody together in one room to listen to some music.
I saw, I wish I knew his name, and he looked really young, like maybe 20-ish, did a bluegrass version of the song Roly Poly. That's an old chestnut, Roly Poly, da-da-da. He did all the parts, and there's a video of him doing all of the parts simultaneously, and it's really good. I mean, he does twin fiddles. He does the lead vocal, a bass, guitar, and there might be a mandolin in it too. And it's like, you know, if you've got the time and technology and want to try something new, I would imagine he never thought of doing that before.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
And it's really cool to see people's creativity shine through and find ways around the blocks that are keeping us from playing music live.
Yeah, this is James Drakes, and Manalo Music is how you'll find this new effort. It's a really pure, beautiful sound, as you've come to know from him. What would you like to do next?
I'll do another song off of the Hallway Sessions album, which came out, if that's okay. This one
you bet.
Was a bit of a slower acoustic song from the Fall of These Rivers album. So as a full band, we didn't play it too often, but in the solo setting, it's a pretty nice tune. So I'll play that one this morning, if that's all right.
You bet. Manalo Music.
You ever been sitting on top of the world? Well, so have I. And it's all a lie. It's got nothing to do with the beautiful girl, 'cause I got mine. She's my light. Well, I guess I'm out to find what to do with this life of mine. This is starting to hurt a lot. Oh, I guess I'm out to see if this is what was meant for me. 'Cause you know I'm never satisfied. It'll be one hell of a ride. Spread my wings and I'll fly. Oh, I'll fly. I'll bag my bags and I'll try. It'll be one hell of a ride. Grab your sticks and stones, your metaphors of our borrowed time between the lines. The world's a strange but familiar face. You step out of line, you step into a place. Oh, I guess I'm out to find what to do with this life of mine. This is starting to hurt a lot. Oh, I guess I'm out to see if this is what was meant for me. 'Cause you know I'm never satisfied. It'll be one hell of a ride. Spread my wings and I'll fly. Oh, I'll fly. I'll bag my bags and I'll try. It'll be one hell of a ride. Sitting out, looking at the edge of the world, collecting dimes on another's time. And now I hurry home to a beautiful girl. She's my light, she's my world. Well, I guess I'm out to find what to do with this life of mine. This is starting to hurt a lot. Oh, I guess I'm out to see if this is what was meant for me. 'Cause you know I'm never satisfied. It'll be one hell of a ride. Spread my wings and I'll fly. Oh, I'll I'll fly. I'll bag my bags and I'll try. You'd be whatever I. You ever been sitting on top of the world? Well, so have I, and it's all a lie.
Manalo, that's a good song. I love the way your phrasing as you sing, and also, and this is true in whatever configuration you're, and you can always just hear the poetry very clearly, and it's just, it's always a pleasure to listen to you.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
I wanted, you know, often people are just kind of curious about kind of the story, so to speak. You're in Virginia now, but were you originally from the Pittsburgh area?
Well, I actually grew up in Middle Tennessee, about an hour south of Nashville. And when I was 12 years old, I moved near the area I live now, actually. And then from here, I moved to a little town I think we've talked about before on air called Northeast Pennsylvania.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where I graduated high school from, was up there. And then I ended up going to the University of Pittsburgh, getting my first job in Pittsburgh, and getting my master's degree from Point Park University in Pittsburgh. So I lived in Pittsburgh for about 10 years before moving back down here to Northern Virginia.
What did you study at Pitt and Point Park?
Environmental science. So I have 2 degrees in environmental science.
Excellent. We can, and now my memory's coming back, we can talk about all things environmental.
Exactly.
Sometimes.
Well, yeah, I've actually been very fortunate to work with some awesome groups. The Plastic Ocean Project is a group that I think I've mentioned on here before. Mm-hmm. And they're a group out of Wilmington, North Carolina, that works to remove plastic pollution from the ocean. And they inducted me and Jonathan as global ambassadors a couple years ago. So that's been great to be able to continue to work with them. And we try and do as much as we can for them as far as awareness to what they're working on. And then also there's a campaign called the BYO Bottle Campaign that a lot of major artists are on. And we were added as BYO Bottle artists as well. So it's a pretty cool list with some big names on that list that we're honored to be a part of that too. So it's cool to keep the environmental theme going through my music. So I try and pair that up as much as I can.
Yeah, that's really nice. And is this Jonathan Fisher?
Yes.
Yeah, okay,
yes.
I thought so. I just wanted to be sure. There's lots of Jonathans
there.
Are
lots
out
of
there. But I thought it was Jonathan Fisher. And what was the name of the town in Tennessee?
In Tennessee, I lived in Manchester, Tennessee.
Okay, about an hour south of Nashville. Is that where you went to high school?
I never went to high school there. I moved from there when I was about 11 or 12. So I went to I started in high school here in Northern Virginia. And I finished high school in Northeast Pennsylvania.
Okay.
The Great Pickers.
Do you have much memory of the Tennessee? And
It's fading as I'm getting older.
Yeah.
Not quite as young as I used to be, but I still have some memories of Tennessee. Yeah, we lived in a pretty rural area, which I find myself sometimes gravitating towards those roots of getting back outside and enjoying the quiet of nature and stuff. So definitely still have some good memories.
Yeah, whereabouts are you in Virginia?
So it's Northern Virginia. We're about half hour out of D.C. It's called Woodbridge.
I know where Woodbridge is.
Mm-hmm. Right along the glorious I-95
yes.
corridor.
Manalo Music is the project. James is here with us. It's just great to have you along with us today, talking about music and hearing songs. We probably have time. Oh my gosh, we're probably down to one more. I'm sorry I didn't give you more
sure.
notice.
No problem.
I wish I'd given you a little bit more. But let's make sure people know James Drakes is, if you can get the latest album, which is out there, which is The Hallway, From the Hallway Project. And just any search you do, it's easy, like Monongahela, Allegheny, Ohio, Mon, Al, A-double-L-O, just one O, and you'll be able to find the best way to get a hold of it. And also follow Manalo on social media. I'm sure they'll be back playing live and out, or at least online. You'll be the first to know when they do it.
Yeah. Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, this is our last chance to really talk. Is there anything you'd like to mention that I may have missed? Or
Just kind of some general stuff, I guess. Congrats to all the kids that are graduating right now. It's still a big achievement, even though times are strange and you might not get all the laurels that we've been able to do in the past. And I just want to say I was listening to the segment while I was listening all morning, but the segment before me, those kids were amazing. And in dark times when you have kids like that, it kind of makes you feel good about the future. So I hope that everybody is using their voice for good, like those high school graduates are.
I really appreciate
it's, it's really inspiring.
Yeah, I appreciate your saying it. You know, I still, you know, memory does fade, but I still remember being 17 or 18. And when you think of all of the places you could be on a Saturday morning, including asleep.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Those kids have been so active and doing so much work, and they really represented well this morning. And, you know, thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed hearing them.
I really did, and I think they were really on point with a lot of things they said, and it was really inspiring to hear them speak and all the things that they're doing. Because like you said, I remember being 18, and they're much further ahead than I was at their age. So
yeah, it's
great to see.
It's good. You look for the bright spots. That's the thing to do, I think.
Exactly.
There's lots out there. What would you like to close up with?
So I'm going to close out with a brand new song.
Oh, good.
This will be the first time I think anybody's really heard it. So it's called Live by the Sea, and it'll be one of the flagship songs on the new album coming out this summer. So I'll be putting out a single in a couple weeks. Look for the album in August. And if everybody could please give Manalo, M-O-N-A-L-L-O, a follow on Facebook and Instagram. Check me out on Spotify, where you can listen to my music. And I'd really appreciate everybody listening, and thanks so much, Larry, for having me on.
You bet.
It's been great.
Our pleasure, and we'll talk to you soon. And get ready now to listen again. Here is Manalo.
Thank you. I miss the sound of the ocean, the smell of salt on the breeze. Honey, if it don't make no difference to you, well, I think I'd like to live by the sea. Oh, I think I'd like to live by the sea. Well, we can hold hands as we walk through the sand. We'll laugh at the birds on the shore. When the weather gets hotter, we'll just jump in the water. You and me, I don't need nothing more. Listen to the waves as they sing us a song, and soon we'll be singing our own. We can plant a tree, start a family, we can do what we want in our home. I miss the sound of the ocean, the smell of salt on the breeze. Honey, if it don't make no difference to you, well, I think I'd like to live by the sea. Oh, I think I'd like to live by the sea. We'll be sipping coladas at the end of Palapas. We'll watch the clouds in the sky. soaking up sunshine, living our best life. We'll listen to the sea as she cries. We'll teach our kids to be good people and remind them they can always come home. You and me in a house by the sea, oh, what a wonderful way to grow old. I miss the sound of the ocean, the smell of salt on the breeze. Honey, if it don't make no difference to you, well, I think I'd like to live by the sea. Oh, I think I'd like to live by the sea. I miss the sound of the ocean, the sway of the palm tree. Honey, if it don't make no difference to you, well, I think I'd like to live by the sea. Oh, I think I'd like to live by the sea. Well, I think that we should live by the sea. Thank you guys so much.
Manalo, thank you so much for being here with us today. Look for Manalo online, wherever you look for music.